It's 11:59. The Bay News Bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The Bay News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
The headlines. Dance Alliance says United Opposition can unseat the UPND in the August polls. Lubinda Habazoka confident in Zambia's ability to be self-sufficient in steering economic transformation. In global news, at least 21 killed in Spain after a crash involving high-speed trains. To present the news, I'm Lucibelo Gondwe. Tanse Alliance first interim vice chairperson, Chifo Mobanda, says if a united opposition manages to win the hearts of Zambians before the August polls, it is possible to unseat the UPND. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Banda says the resounding victory in Chawama is not a mere coincidence, but a message by citizens that they need a united opposition with ideologies that enhance development in the country. Mr. Banda, who is also the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD president, emphasizes that the approach demonstrates the practical benefits of unity in numbers ahead of a national contest and is the beginning of new things to come. Looking ahead, Mr. Banda expressed confidence that the momentum could be sustained into the Kasama mayoral by-election scheduled for January 29, 2026. He has urged opposition parties to broaden cooperation and focus on winning voter trust through a common program of issues that resonate with citizens. He stresses that sustained unity and voter engagement are essential if the ruling party is to be removed from power in the August 13th polls.
This is an indication that what our people demand of the opposition should be realized because there is a unity in numbers. If we want to succeed, we must work as a unified opposition, and I think we are answering the call of our people. I think this is the way to go. Therefore, it is not correct, as suggested by others, that opposition. The first line of opposition is the people of Zambia. If we can win the hearts of the people of Zambia, and therefore it's possible. Then the future is bright even for the opposition political parties.
Economist Dr. Lubinda Habazoka says Zambia has the ability to be self-sufficient in steering economic transformation if government focuses on growth. Dr. Habazoka links this prospect to the government's decision not to extend the current International Monetary Fund IMF-supported Extended Credit Facility, ECF, which began in 2022, and to move promptly from the 6th and final review into negotiations for a successor program centered on growth, investment, and job creation. The current ECF, initially due to end in November 2025, was subject to a short technical extension and is now expected to conclude this month with a staff-level agreement on the final review reported to be awaiting IMF Executive Board approval. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Habazoka explains that the stabilization achieved under the ECF, notably progress on exchange rate management, inflation control, and the resumption of debt servicing creates a platform from which a growth-focused program can deliver lasting self-reliance. He hopes to success a program that prioritizes investment, productivity, and job creation will sustainably raise the country's prospects if policies are implemented effectively.
When you look at the exchange rate, the inflation rate, when you look at our ability to service debt, we are in debt default. The IMF package made a resume servicing debt. That's one, two, consolidated the value of the Zambian kwacha, made it stable, actually has been appreciating for the past week. Then also we have experienced low inflation levels. So now what we need is to move a step further from stabilization to growth. And I think that that's why I think government has decided to get another package which has different parameters. So I think that there's room for growth.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Volaya has called on governments to engage more private players in the agriculture sector to participate in the buying of maize from farmers. He says, saying increased private sector involvement will help to create a more competitive and efficient maize marketing system. Reacting to the current delays in paying farmers, Dr. Volaya says engaging the private sector as part of off-takers will help address the challenges farmers are facing in receiving their payments after selling maize to the Food Reserve Agency, noting that relying heavily on a single buyer has exposed farmers to delayed payments and financial uncertainty. Dr. Volaya tells Phoenix News that delayed payments have negatively affected farmers' livelihoods and their ability to prepare for this farming season. He says timely payments are essential to ensure that farmers meet their immediate needs and reinvest in agricultural production. He has further suggested that sustainable and effective payments methods, such as the mobile money payment system, should be fully utilized to improve efficiency and transparency in the payment process.
The measures the government can put in place is fortifying their working relationship with the private sector. The government cannot do the marketing alone. They need to engage the private sector. That has not done extremely very well in terms of leveraging on issues of floor price. As you are aware, the government has been providing cost-effective prices. And this is why you've seen quite a number of farmers flocking at the Food Reserve Agency based on the fact that they are in business as well and they need to make profits.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, says overcrowding in higher learning institutions such as the University of Zambia, UNZA, and Copperbelt University, CBU, is negatively affecting the quality of education. His concern follows revelations by Education Minister Douglas Siakalima that government has commenced student loan support at the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University, with 452 first-year students shortlisted to benefit from the scheme. But reacting to this development in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chansa says inasmuch as the UPND has performed well in expanding access to tertiary education, most public learning institutions lack adequate accommodation, funding, and motivation for lecturers, which is affecting the quality of education. Dr. Chansa has since urged authorities mandated to ensure quality in education to effectively do so, and has called on governments to not only concentrate on expanding access, but also the quality of education.
We expect that as we expand access to tertiary education, we can also consider improving the quality. So the councils must be able to monitor the quality, but also at universities like UNSA, CBU, we have seen the overcrowding in classes, lack of accommodation, and also funding to these institutions, and also motivation for lecturers should be also be attended to make sure that quality is achieved.
In global news, at least 21 people have been killed after a crash involving high-speed trains in southern Spain, as authorities warn the death toll could rise overnight. More than 30 are being treated for serious injuries in hospital, Spain's transport minister, Oscar Puente, says. The incident happened near the town of Adamuz, close to the city of Cordoba, when a high-speed train traveling from